Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
very good Wednesday morning to you. The Midday Show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 1 o'clock, CMB will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live, living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. A lot of things going on today. Of course, today is the open. Well, last night really was, but tonight is the real, in my mind, opening day of the NBA season, because the two local teams will get underway tonight. The Knicks open against the Hawks at the Garden. The Nets open with the Pistons in Detroit. You did have a game last night where the Celtics basically blew out the Sixers in Boston. So, bro, are you pumped up for opening night for the Nets tonight?
I look at it this. I'm always pumped up for the start of a new season. Right. Always. Right? There's different levels of pumped-upness.
The NBA is not like baseball or football.
Right. Where you can go in and rationalize, hey, you never know. You know, even last year with the Jets, where I thought they were going to be the worst team in football, they weren't.
Right.
There is that little bit of, hey, you never know. It could happen. The NBA is not a sport like that. But I will say this from a net perspective, this is the most hope I've had since the Garnett Pierce run, if you will.
Well, yeah. They won a playoff series.
They did. They did do that. Because after that, and they did make the playoffs the following year, they lost to Atlanta. It was a hard-fought series, but they lost. After that, it was a complete teardown, right? It was just a complete, utter teardown. So from that perspective, I'm excited. And there is that, for the Nets, not for the Knicks, this little bit of hope of, hey, things break right, maybe I'm in the playoffs.
Okay.
So I do have that.
I'm rooting for you to make the playoffs.
I appreciate that.
Because I know my team has no chance of making the playoffs, which is fine. I mean, Mike Vaccaro, the great Mike Vaccaro, had a tremendous article today about the Knicks fan has no agita, no angst going into this season, because it's all about young players, developing players, who's going to be here down the road.
Right.
You know, all of that. I mean, you know they're not making the playoffs, and they're better off not. You're better off getting a lottery pick again.
Yeah, it's weird, because I think early on in the season, more so than in February when the reality is set in, early in the season, let's take tonight, you are facing a rare team in this league that you should beat.
Right.
The Hawks are not a good team.
Could beat.
Could beat.
Right.
Well, put it this way. The New York Knicks are favored tonight.
All right.
That's all
for
you
what
need
that's
to know.
Worth.
It's worth. Well, here's what it's worth. The Atlanta Hawks are a rebuilding team, too.
Right.
They're
right.
all about developing their future.
Right.
That's really all they're about. Yep. I mean, they're about Trae Young, right? They're about John Collins when he's healthy. Kids like that. They're not about Jeremy Lin and Vince Carter. By the way, Vince Carter's going to start today. Have fun with that.
Oh, is he in Atlanta now, Vince Carter?
Yes.
Boy, Vince Carter. How old is Vince? Is he 42 now?
He's the oldest guy in the league.
He's got to be.
He wants to keep playing.
He's older than the coaches.
I think he's older than Brad Stevens. That's for sure.
Got to be.
But Vince Carter's a guy. It shows you how much he loves the game. Look where he's playing. He's playing in Atlanta.
Yeah, he wants to play.
He just wants to play.
He's getting paid, too. I mean, yeah.
I don't think it's
sure
about
he's not
that,
making,
man.
He's not making $20 million a year, but,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
No, I think it's just simply he wants to play. But I think, like, a night like tonight against Atlanta at the Garden, if it's a tie game with 2 minutes to go, you want to win. You know, you're not going to sit there thinking, I'd rather lose. I think when you get to the point of the year where it's obvious where things are going, sure, you turn that way, because this is about a long-term plan for the Knicks, clearly. It's not about winning games this year. It's not about making the playoffs. But I think early on you want to win, and it's really about evaluation. And I think Coach Fizdale's already made his first intriguing decision. And that was the decision to flip-flop on Kevin Knox. He had said for a while.
Yeah, now he's not starting tonight.
Kevin Knox is going to start.
Right, right.
And then he changed his mind. And I kind of like it. And I'll tell you why I like it. Because he's telling Kevin Knox, like he's telling everybody on this roster, you got to earn your opportunity. Kevin Knox did not play well the final few games of the preseason. Now, that doesn't mean he's burying Kevin Knox. He's not going to bury him.
Well, you know he's going to play tonight.
He's going to play tonight. He's going to get minutes. He's going to get significant minutes as this season rolls on. And eventually, he will be a starter in this lineup. And eventually, we will see him sink. We will see him swim. We will see him do everything. But I kind of like, especially because Frank Ntilikina was the one who took advantage of this, where he said, I'm rewarding a guy who earned it. Frank Ntilikina has earned the chance to start on this team, even though it's not a point guard. He's basically the small forward,
right,
which shows
right.
you the versatility of
right,
him.
Right.
So I like
well,
that.
Well, Fizdale's also said there's really no positions.
Right.
He has made that comment.
That's the state of the NBA.
Which
it's
is why, right, there is no positions anymore.
Sure, sure. But I kind of like it because he's saying to Kevin Knox, you may have a great future. You got to earn it.
Yeah.
You got to play well. You got to earn your minutes. And that's why Knox isn't going to start tonight, though who knows, by Friday night in Brooklyn,
he may be starting. Well, he may be. But, you know, but seriously, though, but that's really what it's about this year for the Knicks, watching these guys, watching Knox, watching Robinson, watching Ntilikina, watching Burke. Go right on down the line. Hezonja, the other two guys, Trier?
Right.
The kid from Arizona. The other guy, Vole, however you say it.
Valet.
I want to see what's going on here. I want to see what they got here. That's really what it is.
Well, I think for guys like that, for Trey Burke, Emmanuel Mudiay, Noah Vonleh, Mario Hezonja,
yep.
trying to think who else, those guys are about, are you going to be a part of the future?
Right. That's right.
And what the Knicks did, and I have no problem with it because I think they had to do it, is they have taken a lot of flyers out. They have taken flyers on young guys who have potential, who have not put it all together in this league. Hezonja being a great example because he came into this league via Orlando with a lot of hope
well,
that he
like
could
a,
be.
Well, he was like a lottery pick, right?
Yeah.
What, fourth or fifth pick?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Trey Burke, the same thing.
Yeah, no, he was too.
A lot of hope for these guys.
Right.
And more times than not, they will not turn into anything. More times than
right.
not,
Most,
these guys
mostly, right.
will be like many in Knick history and Net history and Met history, just random guys on bad teams
right.
that you forget about.
Right.
That you would say, he played for my team.
Right, yes. No, I understand.
Yeah, that's what it will probably be with most. But if you can hit on one, maybe two, that's great moving forward because this team is going to be built around the return of Porzingis, Kevin Knox, Frank Ntilikina. That's the hope. And then, potentially, if you want to dream the way Boomer and Gio are dreaming, a free agent that you may miraculously add.
I don't even worry about that.
You shouldn't worry
about
it.
I don't. I'm tired of hearing about it.
You're
we've been,
right.
We've been dreaming about free agents for how many years?
You're right.
How many years have we dreamed, oh, we're going to get to be, oh, we're getting LeBron, we're getting Durant, we're getting Kyrie Irving. Stop dreaming about these
Stop
guys.
Stop it. I agree. You know what
just,
you should do?
Don't worry about it.
You know what you should do? Cap room matters, right? Cap room's a big deal. And it's great that the Knicks have cap room next year. It's great the Nets have cap room next year. But instead of all of us fantasizing about things that are likely to not happen, it's likely Kyrie Irving's going to stay in Boston.
That's what he says, anyway.
It's likely that Kevin Durant is not going to sign with the Knicks. Could
yes.
he? It could happen.
Well,
it's probably
a
not.
A lot of things could happen.
Right. Would you agree it's probably not going to happen?
Not happening.
Okay. We all agree on that.
It's not happening.
It's not going to happen. But what the beauty of cap room is it gives you flexibility to do a lot of things into the future. Maybe a star player somewhere else gets annoyed about where they are. I got a guy in mind.
Mm.
I got a specific guy in mind.
Who might
a
that be?
A guy who says, I don't want to play here anymore. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He doesn't want to play in Milwaukee anymore?
No, I'm speculating someday he may not want to.
I didn't
not
hear
today.
That.
No.
I was
going to
say,
no.
All right.
No, what I'm trying to do is crystal ball this thing.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of crystal balling.
Well, Joe, one thing that happens in the NBA every couple of years, a star player gets disgruntled and asks for a trade.
That's usually every year. Every
exactly.
couple of years.
Right. So what I'm doing is speculating who's next.
Right.
Anthony
right.
Davis? You know, who's
That's
next?
A good one.
But having
I like that one.
Yeah, of course you do. But having cap room and flexibility allows you to potentially do things like that. But for this season, it is all about development.
It's all about that.
And, you know, we talked yesterday briefly, hey, how many wins can they get? And the truth is,
what's the over-under again? It's under 30, right?
Yeah, I think I saw it at 28 and a half.
Right.
And I don't mean this to be a jerk because I really don't.
Maybe I should run down to the Meadowlands.
And bet what?
After the show.
And bet what?
I would never bet the under.
Don't bet the over.
Well,
they're not winning more than 20.
You don't think they could sneak out 29?
Can I tell you why? Last year, they won 29 games.
Is that what they won last
28
year?
Games last year. Yeah. Right? They won 28 games.
Right.
When Kristaps Porzingis was there, think about this for a second. When Kristaps Porzingis played, the Knicks were 23-28. That's not that bad. I heard a caller earlier. He's spot on. He said, you know what's disappointing about this season? If Porzingis is there, hey, we can compete. He's not that crazy. Because when Porzingis played last year, Joe, they were a competent basketball team. And that's with Porzingis needing a lot of growth, too.
Right.
You know, he's got a lot of work to do.
Right.
Here's the exact records. I was speculating. I haven't looked it up. 22-26 when he played.
Wow.
Joe.
And what were they the rest of the year?
Well, do the math.
They won six games the rest of the year?
I think so. Think about their team last year.
When did he get hurt again? Seems he got hurt a lot earlier in the season.
They went 29-53. Okay.
Right.
His last game he played was on February 6th. He got hurt in that
bucket.
Seven
games after that.
Yeah.
I thought it was earlier he got hurt. I don't know why.
Well, because he did have injuries where he missed time.
Right.
Like he had a game against the Nets, which of course you guys won because you swept the season series.
Yeah, I know.
He got
the only
hurt
team they could beat.
4-0.
I know.
Where he got hurt early in the game, then he missed the next couple of games, and then there was a stretch earlier that year where he missed a couple of games. So he was on and off the court a little bit earlier in the season, but he got hurt in early February. And think about that. They won 29 games. With him, they won 23 games.
Yeah. He makes a difference.
He makes a huge difference. And when you look at the talent on this team, the Knicks have a lot of potential. Kevin Knox has a chance to be really good.
Potential everywhere.
But from a reliability standpoint, they just don't have enough talent to win 29 games. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I think that's probably long-term a good thing for
you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for talking me out of that.
Yeah, no, I'm here for you, man.
That's what makes you great. One of your many attributes.
I try.
Yes.
I'm just being realistic, and it's not, you know, I know I'm not a Knicks fan, but Knicks fans, I'm not saying that
you're
to
happy.
Be a
you
jerk.
Be happy.
Well, about what? That they're going to lose that many games?
That you're not a Knicks fan.
Yeah, I'm kind of happy. Sometimes. Depends what you do to me Friday night
at
Barclays Center.
Please.
Dude, those games kill me.
I know.
I went 0-4 against them.
You shouldn't go through that. You shouldn't kill you, though.
They do.
You know,
they do.
I mean, I understand if your team was competing, was a championship-caliber team, and you're losing to the crummy Knicks. I get that. But in this case,
I'm trying to think of a comparison.
It shouldn't really kill you.
There's got to be a comparison that works where there's a team in a sport that you hate so much that even when our team is bad, or maybe.
Well, there was a lot of teams like that in football.
Okay.
I mean, I hate losing to the Dolphins even when we stink.
Does that work a little bit?
A little bit.
I know it's basketball and football, but.
I hate losing to the Patriots, but even that, you can't get that crazy anymore because the disparity has basically been so huge for the most part.
Well, maybe that's the problem. The Knicks are so bad.
Right,
I don't want to lose to them.
Right, right.
Especially this season.
Right.
But the guy I'm most intrigued to watch this season, it's not even necessarily Kevin Knox. I'm intrigued to see Kevin Knox. A lot of it is Frank Ntilikina because I look at Frank Ntilikina and I see a guy that, worst case scenario, he can defend.
Oh, yeah.
And he can defend multiple positions.
And he's
positions.
A kid. He's still a baby.
Right.
Is he even 20 yet?
No. He's 19.
Right.
But you know what? Just because you're a kid doesn't mean you're going to develop. Like, you've got to develop.
No. Well, yeah, you do have to.
Is he going to develop a jump shot?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, we'll see.
Can he be an effective point guard who can get to the basket and be a playmaker? I don't know.
Right.
But the one thing I do know, and it's a great positive because worst case scenario, you know he can do this, is the kid can defend.
Right, which is most people don't do in this league anymore.
Right, and this is so important in today's day and age, he could switch off and defend anybody.
Yeah.
No, and I think that's what Coach Fizdale's going to use early on with Ntilikina. That's why he's starting right away. And essentially, if you want to define him with a position, he's basically the small forward when you think about it.
Right.
Now, the ball's going to be in his hands a lot, I think. So I don't think it's going to be exclusively that. But that's the one thing. What kind of steps does Ntilikina make as an offensive player? Because last year, I thought he had three seasons. He started off, and he wasn't bad. He showed signs. He had a little bit of an offensive game. And then he really struggled, I'd say, between December to February. And then they played him a lot more off ball. And he was a lot better. And he closed the season a little bit better. So he had a real on and off kind of year last year. And so in year two, a full year of NBA experience, a new head coach, I'm real curious to see what kind of steps, if any, and there better be some, what kind of steps Frank Ntilikina takes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, we'll see. And it's more than just Ntilikina, but yes, I understand as he goes into his second year. It's going to be an interesting year for the Knicks. We'll see. But I mean, I am looking forward to watching them tonight, I have to say.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.